Welcome everybody to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts. I'm Jesse.
I'm Alec.
I'm just Jake, like Beyonce.
Whoa.
Mononym. Boys, we are back for another episode of Screenplay. I know that I keep saying, we'll get back on track and then we don't do an episode for a long time.
Look, we've tried.
We've tried.
We've tried like two or three times in between this last episode and this episode to record an episode. And the first one, the one about Future Cat or whatever the fuck.
Future Cat.
We almost got through it, but all three of us kept having technical difficulties the entire time. And finally at the end, like we were like maybe like 15 minutes away from ending it. Like we were so close to the end of it. All of a sudden Jake's computer was just like, I'm not recording audio anymore, and also all the audio that you had recorded is gone. I'm just like, well, fuck that, I'm not trying this shit. And then we were able to get together in person, like, I was able to record ourselves with my fancy schmancy setup, but then one of my XLR cables went faulty on us. And it was my audio, and like all of a sudden there's just like loud like noises whenever I'm moving my mic, and I'm just like, well, that's shit. It's
super shitty.
It was a full episode, and
it was a full episode. It was really great episode about Kangaroo Jack.
If you want to email us $15 and we'll give it to you.
I want it.
Yeah, I'll give you the fucking shitty audio.
You can have the raw audio, unedited.
Raw audio.
Well, this is Screenplay, the improvised movie.
What do
podcast.
We do?
We make up a screenplay.
What's a screenplay?
Right on the spot. A screenplay is it's the screenplay to a movie, Jake.
What's a movie?
A movie is a moving picture show.
Moving picture show? Since when did they have those?
Well, it was like 1800s when they invented the camera that could collect movies, and then about 1920 when they could add sound to them. The point is, we make up all dialogue, all settings, all plot points of a movie that we make up on the spot. And how we get started is we talk about a piece of media that's been fully produced that we have seen recently. So it's because my Kangaroo Jack episode got shelved, it's Jake's turn.
Sorry.
Also, the other one that got shelved
was also a Jesse one.
Yeah, I was going to be Tenet.
And,
good
movie.
Actually got me to watch Tenet.
Yeah, it's great. Great.
And we'll skip Jesse for now because this episode is cursed for him.
Bad
send me
luck.
Money. Send me money. All right, go ahead, Jake. Jesse. Tell us about the movie.
The movie that I'm going to be talking about.
Jesse, or not Jesse,
what?
Jake.
What?
Wait, Jake.
What, what movie did you watch?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. The movie I saw is a little ditty by the name of Coraline.
Whoa.
What is Coraline?
I don't know.
What is it?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. Coraline is a Tim Burton, I think, movie based. Is it? I think it is.
I don't think it is.
All right. Somebody fact-check me.
No, it's just
Tim Burton-esque.
It's just Laika. I don't think it's Tim Burton. Okay. I don't think it's directed by Tim Burton.
It is Laika.
It's a stop-motion movie. It came out in 2009. I was going to say 8, so 9 is pretty close. And it's essentially about this girl named Coraline, who her family moves into a new house, and she meets the neighbor next door, a little, like, edgy kid by the name of Wyatt. And Wyatt has, like, frizzy. Also, important to note, this is screenplay at night. At night.
I don't think it's Wyatt. It's YB.
Well, Whitey, Wyatt.
Wait. YB. Not Whitey.
Yeah, so anyway, so Whitey.
The
director did do Nightmare Before Christmas. So
but it's not Tim Burton, but it's the same guy who did Nightmare Before Christmas. Okay, that's a good movie.
Henry Selick.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, anyway, tell us about Whitey.
All right. So Whitey so Whitey the KKK kid next door.
No.
JK. YB next door, whatever. They kind of go on a little adventure, and so Coraline goes back to her house. Her mom is fucking boring, right? She's working hard. She doesn't have time for her. I think she leaves her like a microwavable meal in the fridge, and she's like, fuck. Her dad is slaving away at the computer wearing a Michigan State shirt, which we did not go. Where do we go to college? Who knows?
But he says as he wears a Michigan cap.
You know what? I'll say it. I don't think giving away where we went to college is so bad. Oh,
okay. No,
We
went to Michigan State. And he also went to Michigan State because I think some of the writers went to Michigan.
It was whatever.
So it was like a nod to that. But so she's like bored. And then she looks around the house and she finds a key. And she's like, ooh, what is this little key? And she goes around and she finds a spot to put the key in. And then, there's like a cat. And she opens up the door. And all of a sudden, now the cat's fucking talking to her. And she's like, and the cat's like, whoa, you know, this is everything you could have ever dreamed of, Coraline. And
I thought he was more cautionary than.
He's just like,
you shouldn't fucking go in there.
Well, he's like, you shouldn't fucking go in here. And then he's like, it's like, you probably think this is a dream come true, but you're wrong, Coraline. Rah! And so she's walking around and it's like everything she could have fucking. It's like if you're a kid, you want ice cream for breakfast every morning. They had ice cream. There is like a guy training rats. Her mom is there. Her dad is there. But everything is weird. What? Right?
That's everything a kid could want.
A guy training rats?
And a guy who trains rats upstairs.
Well, but the reason why it'd be weird, though, not because of the rats that sing and dance. If something's weird, right? Everybody's eyes are buttons. And she's like, whoa, this is kind of unnerving. So she's going around, you know, they kind of take her on a tour of the house. Dr. Buttons, God bless.
That's my puppy.
Come and get her.
Ooh. And so she's walking around. Everything's kind of weird. And she's like, okay, this is fun. The mom's like, come back anytime. She goes through the little hole and she makes it back into the real world. And she's hanging out in the real world. And she's like, man, this place fucking sucks. My mom sucks. My dad sucks. Everybody around me, they all fucking suck. And so I just want to go back to the crazy button world. So she goes back and it's even more beautiful and even more colorful. And then eventually it gets, and then she goes back and then it sucks. And she goes back again and eventually gets to the point where she's just like, I just want to be here. And then the mom, she gives her like a box and she's like, use this box and then you'll be here forever. And she opens it up and it's like the little buttons and like so it's like if you want
sew. a sewing needle
in the sewing string thing. And so she's like do it. And then that freaks her the fuck out and she's like, this place is, something was weird about this funky ass place. And the cat's there and the cat's like, yeah, something's weird, get out, girl. And she tries to get out. The mom's like, you ain't fucking going anywhere. Then all of a sudden all fucking shit hits the fan, right? The dad's a fucking bug, the mom is a spider, everybody just starts to disappear. And then it kind of is like the mom is like this like evil villain who like in this entire planet is like a spider web almost. And she, like, there's souls of other little children in there, which is pretty, you know, not cool, bad, and souls of other children. So she, you know, she, like, it ends up getting to the point where it's, like, a big confrontation. The mom is spider webbing across the spider web. She's like, I'm gonna get your ass. And she's like, no. And she kicks the mom in the fucking face and knocks her down the spider void. She closes the door, but... she, you know, it's kind of like an Inception-y type of moment at the end where it's like you think everything is good, but then you see the cat come back, and the cat is supposedly only exist in like the button world. So the fact that the cat came out of nowhere means that the button world must exist in some capacity. So it's a pretty good movie, actually. I highly recommend it if you haven't seen it. I just spoiled the entire movie for you, but I'll say it: people with button eyes, I wouldn't trust that. That's just my hot take. Hot take Jake, hashtag tweet that now.
Now.
Are there Jake, any
what's
questions?
What's the moral of the story?
Oh, basically? That's a good question that you ask. For this is something that we're trying to do on this podcast, is to summarize the story and give it a moral.
Jake, you're letting everyone appear behind the curtain, man. Just answer the question.
The moral of this story is that there's a couple morals. The first one is kind of like,
love your family.
Well, first
for who they know,
like,
are.
Like, love your family for who they are. But it's more like the grass is always greener on the other side, because like it may seem better in one way, but it might just really be crazy scorpion people. spiders. Another one is like, be careful what you wish for is a big one, where it's like, if you want, you know, it's like genies, right? Genies always fucking, I swear to fucking God, if a genie came up to me right now and was like, do three wishes, I'd say no. I think I would say no to the genie, because I don't trust no genie, because genies always try to pull tricks on you. Just like crazy spider people. If you wish for a better family, you're going to get fucking blown to pieces. So yeah. So the curtain has been lifted. And I think the big secret of this movie is trusting your wishes. All right. Does that make sense? I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes
trust,
sense.
Trust. Yeah. Trust your wishes. All right.
Trust your wish. Trust your wishes.
Cool.
Are there any other questions about this movie?
I mean, you didn't really talk about the acrobatic old ladies, or like,
oh yeah, so there are a bunch of fun characters.
Wait, was it the acrobatic old ladies?
Yeah,
or was it
acrobatic?
It was the acrobatic guy with the mustache.
Yeah, it was the acrobatic guy with the mustache. The other ladies, they had a bunch of the schnauzers, right?
Yeah, they had like the dogs. Yeah, the acrobatic guy with the mustache, I believe, is the rat guy. I think they're one in the same.
Oh,
I think so.
Is one on the other side of the wall in the button world?
Who?
I don't know.
Who?
I mean, there's they have like counterparts in the real world.
Yeah. It's kind of like the hit movie, The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. And you were there?
And the wizard was there. Wizard of Oz, I'd say Glinda, and then the wizard.
Are you ranking the characters in Wizard of Oz?
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Let's get started. Interior moving van.
Ooh.
Day. A family of three, mother, father, and their like young, like preteen daughter are driving to a brand new house. They see sprawling countrysides all around them. They're moving from the city into the country, into a much farther out house that they can afford, because the housing crisis is going on and housing prices are way too high right now.
Say
it. I wish we weren't moving.
Me too.
Preach, sister.
All right, everybody.
I mean, daughter.
We have a weird family dynamic.
We do.
Yes, we do.
You know what, Mom? This really makes you rethink how voting for George Bush, doesn't it?
You listen here. George Bush is an American hero, and I will have
Mom.
No such thing.
Mom, I don't want to hear it.
Okay. All right, everybody, simmer down, simmer down. We're only 10 minutes away. We made it this far. We're almost in green view. We're going to see the view, and we're going to see the greens, all right? I'm starting my new job with my crazy charisma. I'm going to be presenting all the new fruits and vegetables.
You are so charismatic, honey.
Thank you.
I'm just going to miss all my old friends.
I know. You're going to make new friends. I'm making new friends.
Not in Greenview. Who are you making friends with, Dad?
The other farmers.
Oh.
Yes, there are plenty of other farmers.
Well,
honey, there's going to be farm boys.
We're going to have a lot of land, too, for you to run around and play in.
I'm not a dog, Dad.
Why have we been feeding you so much dog food, then?
Honey, you're so
kidding. Kidding,
what?
Kidding.
No, wait, what?
I'm kidding.
That's a joke. That's a joke, honey.
It's one of my humors. Wow.
Well, all right. Well,
oh, whatever. My God. What? Suddenly, the dad swerves around.
Ugh.
There is a black cat. That means bad luck, I think.
Where was it? Where was it? The woman looks outside. There's not a black cat to be found. But like in the previous shot, there was indeed a black cat. Like there was like it was like an oncoming shot of like the road, and you saw the black cat in the middle of it. But then when she looks, there's no black cat.
The beginning of creepy things to come. Ooh.
Ooh.
Well,
Dad, I don't see a cat.
Well, I must have imagined it. Sorry.
You must have, honey.
Okay. Well, I see our house, actually. We're coming right up to it right now. Slowly, the car pulls up to a giant house in the middle of Greenview. It's a big mansion overlooking a bunch of green hills. The view is the green hills. That's the green view that they're seeing. There's a bunch of vegetables and fruits for the father's job. As they pull up, they walk out of the car.
There's another farmer there to introduce or like greet them and whatnot. Hey, you all must be the Lebowskis.
We are. I'm the big Lebowski right here.
Fuck. You know, you try to say like one name and it's like just comes to you.
The first thing that comes
then you're just like,
head.
Oh, God. And I'm just like, oh God, that's a fucking. Why did I say Lebowski?
Out of the way. It's out of the way.
It's out of the way. It's in the picture now.
The dad is played by Jeff Bridges. Anyway.
And this is my wife, the smaller Lebowski, and then this is my daughter, the little Lebowski.
Hello there. What's your name, little Miss Lebowski?
My name?
Yes.
Oh, Luna.
Nice to meet you, Luna. You look like a very nice girl. You know, I've got a son about your age, and he seems.
Oh,
wow. He's Why raring. Does everyone keep wanting to force heteronormative ideals on me?
Hey, I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying he needs a friend.
You could
I'm
be
young
friends.
And impressionable, Mr. Farmer.
Well, I also have a young daughter, but she's about 5 years your senior, so.
Oh, perfect.
What are you?
Okay. Why don't you bring her out here and she'll have the kids meet?
Dad, I don't want to meet.
We'll have dinner.
I want my
kids.
Old friends. I want my old friends. I don't want to make any farm children.
He pulls her aside. You're gonna make new friends. You hear me? You're gonna be friends with this little boy and this little girl who is your senior. You're going to have friends. You're going to not embarrass me in front of this new farmer friend of mine.
Stop it.
I don't even know his name, but he's my friend. Did he introduce himself?
He didn't. He didn't say his
name
good. At all.
I thought he didn't. But we're having them over for dinner tonight. I've decided.
Okay.
They're going to bring their kids.
Yeah. They're just podunk teens. They're not like my cool friends from back home.
Okay. Well,
you know,
I'm inviting
cool
the
friends.
Farmer. I'm motioning for the farmer to come back. Come back, farmer. Come back.
Hello. What's happening?
What is your family doing for dinner tonight?
Not much.
Oh, well, would you like to join us? We can have the kids beat.
Of course. That'd be great.
Are you married?
Of course I am.
Oh, don't bring her.
Wives, am I right?
I'm not. No, it's just us and the kids. The two guys.
What about your wife? What? Hello?
Dad, what about mom?
It's just, this is going to be my thing for a little bit.
The mom is gone.
What mom? I'm not married. Whoa, no, I'm kidding. No, she's out. She's doing her thing right now. It's not going to be a creepy thing how suddenly there's no mother. But no, come over for dinner tonight. I don't know where she is, so I'm not going to ask.
All right, okay. I'll bring the kids over.
Bring cabbage.
Will do. I'll be over at 6 on the dot.
Okay. All right. Luna and the dad walk into the house now. It's just the two of them.
Where'd the mom go?
We don't know where the mom went.
We see from like the rafters, like it's like a shot from the rafters of the ceiling, and in the rafters is the black cat.
Ooh.
All right. Scampers away.
Dad, this house is old and gross.
Well, it's a big house, so
yeah, I get it. It's just there's three of us, and there's a housing crisis. So.
Well, I think it looks like there might be two of us, but we're gonna see what happens. But for the time being, why don't you explore, look around, see if you find anything. I found this weird little key. He motions to like a giant key that's like, I mean, I guess giant by key size. It's like a good size key.
It's like that's a pretty large key.
I don't know where this goes, but
where did you find it? We've been here for a moment.
I found it up your mom's.
Spat all over your camera.
That was a good one. No. I found it. in your mom's butt. No, I'm kidding. No, I found it right here. It was just on the floor. You want to know the honest truth?
Yeah, I do.
While I was conversing with the old farmer guy next door, he slipped me it. You were off playing with the butterflies, as you do.
I'm a young girl. I play with the butterflies.
I know. So go explore. I'm going to go look for your mother.
Okay. We'll meet back here at, what, 5:30 then?
5:55. You have to be ready.
That won't leave us a lot of time to prepare the meal.
I assume they would be bringing things over.
All you asked them to bring was cabbage, Dad.
Honestly, Luna, I'm so busy right now. Can you just cook dinner?
We cut to Luna's in the other room by herself. She's dancing past like furniture covered in sheets, and everything's kind of dusty and, you know, gross. And she's kind of dancing, and she's beatboxing to herself a little bit. And she like turns around, and there's the black cat sitting on the on like a chase lounge. Jake, don't burp into the microphone. Sorry. a cat.
Hello.
Oh my god. Talk. What? No, you don't talk. That's not. Yeah. I'm hallucinating. No, I'm hallucinating.
Yeah.
No. What? No, I mean, I'm just saying I'm not saying you can't talk. If you're talking to me, you can talk. I'm just.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one will ever believe you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was startled. I missed what you said.
No one will ever believe you.
Who am I going to tell? My mom and dad?
Not your mom.
Hey,
whoa. You want to know what happened to her?
What happened to her?
I'll never tell. You wish you'd know, huh?
I you know what? Yes.
Yeah, she was real nice.
Well, this is just a really transitory period in my life. I just wish something was stable, you know. One moment I have a mom, the next I don't.
Yeah. You know what I wish was stable?
What?
The housing crisis. God damn, that shit's
honestly
going
me
down.
Me too. It'd probably make you rethink voting for George Bush. What do you think, Kat?
Yeah, George Bush. Fuck him.
Honestly, you should not have voted for him.
I didn't vote for him. I'm a cat.
Cats don't vote, or
no, not in this world.
No,
we're cat citizens.
Who said that?
Not yet.
Listen,
yeah.
So if you're pretty wild, you talk and stuff. I have this key my dad gave me.
Oh my god!
He said he got it from the farmer who lives across the street.
Oh my god, that's the key to the ghost door.
The ghost door. Where's that?
Oh. It's up your mom's butt.
Stop it.
I got you, dude. I got you, dude.
You really freaking got me.
All right, I'm just kidding. All right, the ghost door, it's up in the attic. You know, where most ghost doors are.
Okay, should I? I want to go see it. Okay, here I go.
You want to go right fucking now?
Yeah, let's do it right now. Wait,
dude, it's 5:15. Don't you gotta make
dinner? Oh my god, you're right. I do have to make dinner.
Can I come to dinner?
How long? No, you cannot come to dinner.
What are you talking about? Come on.
You
did not
vote.
Meow.
You did not vote for Al Gore. You do not get to come to dinner.
I didn't vote.
Yeah,
I'm a cat.
That's the point. You're just coasting along, cat.
Come on, man. Don't
silence is violence.
All right, fine.
You should feel bad.
I'm a fucking one issue voter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, is it against the war in Iraq? Because you should be against the war in Iraq.
No, it's about the war in Iraq, I guess. Sure.
Okay. All right, okay. All right, I'm gonna go make dinner, but you can't come.
All right, I'll be up by the ghost door waiting for you.
Okay, I might have two other podunk children with me.
Oh yeah, those two. I've met them.
Do you know them? How are they?
You know, the girl's pretty cool. She's like kind of like the type that's like, I want to get out of here, back to the city, you know?
Yeah, like me.
Yeah. The boy, real dumb. Like he's farm boy through and through. Like he's really just like, his only personality is corn. I'll say it.
Okay. All right. Weird. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll break.
Break. Hands in. Break.
Break.
We cut to a cooking montage of Luna cooking. It's like really long. Like it goes on a little too long. Where you're like, is this part of the movie now?
Yeah, it's like that. It's like that scene from Ratatouille where he's cooking the stew.
Uh-huh.
It's
yeah. Just like... But it goes on for again. It goes on for a little too long. Where you're they padding the runtime, or
it's like, is this a cooking movie now?
Suddenly,
I thought this was a ghost.
The movie. Clock starts chiming. Bing, bing. It's 5:55.
Clock chiming at 5:50. Okay.
The dad runs in. Oh my god! Oh my god! It's
dad.
It's okay. I have like a lot of crazy things to say.
Okay.
Number one, your mother is gone. Just
what?
She's gone. I don't know where she might have gone.
Well, she was in the moving van with us, and then we got out of the moving van, and then she was gone.
And then she was gone. Two, the clock is set for 5:55 and not 6 o'clock and like noon. So like it bongs at that time.
Okay.
Three, they're here.
The family enters. They didn't even knock. They're just in the hallway.
Hello. Lebowski, are you ready for us?
Are we ready?
We're so ready.
All right.
I think
they walk out with the meal and greet the family
in the hallway.
In the hallway, they're holding the food. We see the two kids for the first time. The girl, she is 5 years Luna's senior. She looks kind of angsty, but she seems kind of cool. And then,
she has like black hair over her eyes and whatnot.
Yeah, she's 2008 goth.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's a scene girl.
She's a scene girl. And then there's a little boy. He's wearing suspenders and like a little red hat with
the propeller wheel.
Yeah, he's wearing a propeller hat.
He's chewing on like a piece of hay.
And he's chewing a piece of hay, and his eyes, there's nothing. In his eyes, there's nothing up there, man. So the two families greet each other for the first time.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, this is my daughter, Luna. Luna, hi. This is
my name's Avery. Hi.
Hi, Avery. I'm Luna.
I'm Frankie.
That's Frankie.
Hi, Frankie.
Oh, hi, Frankie.
I was outside earlier. And I saw two pigs.
Really?
I saw two pigs.
That's great, Frankie. What a big day for Frankie. Am I right, everybody?
It's a big day for Frankie. Well, who's eating? Because it's time to meet.
Yeah, everyone. I made spaghetti bolognese. So why don't we?
Oh, yes. Lovely. More bolognese.
More bolognese.
Luna hasn't learned anything else to make. Can somebody cook her a meal?
Oh, I thought you were going to stop there.
What? Somebody cook her?
She's not a pig. Yeah, she ain't a pig.
All right, let's go into the kitchen. Avery, get in there.
The dining table. They're all sitting at the dining table, kind of just eating silently. There's a lot of like clinks and eating noises.
Frankie says, quick, Grace.
he doesn't ask permission either. He's just like, I'm going to say Grace.
I'm going to say Grace. All right. And Grace. Everybody's clinking and clanking. And
the other farmer speaks up.
So, Luna, where are you going to school?
Oh, I go to John Hughes Elementary, middle school. It's middle school.
Oh, that's where you're going?
I think so. John All right, Hughes.
That's where Frankie goes. Frankie can show you around. Isn't that right, Frankie?
Yeah, I can show you around if you want.
that'd be fine, Frankie. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been going to John Hughes for years.
It's a middle school.
I mean, I've been going there. I haven't been going to school there. But I've just been walking around. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
He does do that.
What do you, yeah. Frankie? What do you like to do for fun besides go to the school?
I like to do farm and things. What do you like to do?
Oh, I'm a. I like to beatbox.
Me too.
You're kidding.
Frankie, you are so tone deaf when it comes to beatboxing.
Oh my gosh, okay. you beatbox in tones.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
That was terrible. Yeah,
that was okay.
Yeah. What other things are you into?
Me?
Yeah.
I like
me too.
Draw.
Me too.
Oh, that's okay. All right, Avery, what do you like to do?
Am I connecting with you?
She like looks away from Frankie and like he just
you still hear like
you can hear him talk. All right, Avery, what do you like to do?
Well, I like music. I like going to concerts. I like My Chemical Romance. I like that whole entire thing. I like The Color Black.
Oh, nice.
The Pigs.
I always chime in. Haven't you ever people heard of Closing the Door? How's it go?
I do not know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Haven't you people ever closing the goddamn
door? Oh, no. See, Frankie got
that.
It.
I got it. I do listen to that song.
Yeah, because I play it all the time.
Yeah, well, you didn't know the words right there, so you must not listen.
Well, I thought
to
she
it
was
up.
Just I was testing her.
Oh,
I was testing her. Oh, hello. Gosh.
All the other emo girls at my school, they used to test me too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to be a part, if you want to be friends with me, you better expect pop quizzes every goddamn day.
I won't quiz you. I'll just enjoy your presence.
She looks away from Frankie and gets back to Avery. No, that's cool. You guys want to like? I have this key to this ghost store.
A ghost store, Dad. We gotta go.
No, don't tell your dad. Don't tell your dad. the cat told me not to tell anybody.
What was that, sir? What Avery? What'd you say? I was too busy eating cabbage.
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing, Dad. Nothing. I was reciting a lyric from a new My Chemical Romance song.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about down there? You having fun? Are you kids getting along?
Dad, we're having fun. It's fine.
Okay, good.
It's fine. Stop. We're gonna go play in the house now.
You're playing in the house?
We finished all of the cabbage.
Did you eat the carrots?
Yes, I did.
Did you eat the nuts?
I did.
Did you eat the figs?
I did. You know what? I'll say it.
Did you
I don't like this watermelon? Spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, it's just a weird bowl of spaghetti bolognese.
You know what, Luna? This is your bolognese. So this is your fault.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. But yes, we ate all of our we're going to play.
Can we expect bolognese for the next dinner too?
Oh, like, I gotta cook the next dinner.
Yeah, I'm gonna be working late at the farm and your mom just isn't here. So all right, go have fun, you kids. Oh, also bring the boy too. We don't want him. Right, bring the boy.
We'll bring Frankie. God,
bring Frankie. Go have fun. Thank you for the cabbage.
We cut to the attic stairs. There's like it's like a very short staircase that goes up very steep to the attic,
mm-hmm.
And it's just dark and darkness in there.
It's pretty dark.
It's pretty dark. You can't see anything.
And the cobwebs.
The cat's there. He sticks his head through the little hole.
Ah, you've brought the two.
Is that cat talking?
Yes, I am.
Talking.
Yes, I am, Frankie.
Whoa, cat.
Oh my god, Frankie, you haven't seen this cat around? He's like fucking everywhere.
I mean, I haven't heard the cat talk. I've heard some of my other animals talk, but not this cat.
Do you hear other?
You have other animals that talk?
You guys don't?
Anyway.
Let's keep going up the stairs.
Wait,
Wait, what
else do you have to say to us, Kat?
Well, it's high time that you look inside this ghost door, because the spirits are restless.
All right. Avery, you go.
Stop. Kat, stop trying to scare us, okay? We're cool emo
not
girls.
I'm not scaring you.
I can't. I'm fucking nailed down a fucking voice with Kat.
I'm a little scared.
We're going. Okay.
Yes, emo we are kids, going.
Emo kids love ghosts.
That's true. We do. I can attest to this.
Mm-hmm. Plus, maybe these ghosts know about anything about where my mom is.
Yeah, right. Your mom's gone.
Have you seen your mom?
I saw her in the moving van.
I'll say it. We haven't seen our mom since the moving van.
Wait. Yeah.
I guess you guys moved in and your mom disappeared.
Yes. Yeah.
Like the moment she set foot outside of the fucking movie van, she was gone. It was weird.
I was scared for a second. And then the animal started talking to me, and then I wasn't scared anymore.
It was super weird because like mom was like pregnant for Frankie, and then all of a sudden, like Frankie was just on the ground.
All of a sudden I was 2 years old. Something weird happened.
You know what? That's a lot weirder than what happened to me. So
I was born and then I aged. I mean, I know we all born and age, but I was born and aged real quick.
He could already speak sentences. I was just like, oh my God.
I could speak sentences and I could do sign language too.
He begins signing like a lot. It's to nobody because no one understands. All right, let's go. Let's go. Show us the spirit door, Kat.
It's right over here. The cat kind of like he with his mouth he tugs off of a sheet from he
tugs off with his mouth. I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's what I said. And then the sheet comes off, and there's a large purple door, kind of shimmering in the slight dusk light that's coming in through the windows of the attic, and the edging is gold, and at the top is a skull, a gold skull.
From the bottom, you could see like white light coming out of the door and coming to the side of the door.
And there's like whispers coming from the other side. It's like,
and a little bit of smoke too.
To us, join us, play with us, play in the ghost door. Come play. We have herpes. Only you ever be speak for
okay, yourself. Okay. All right, I'm getting over my fear. Okay.
All right.
There goes nothing. She takes the key out of her pocket. She puts it into the keyhole and she turns it. She opens.
It's like a camera shot from inside of the key lock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's it's like a cool all shot. All three of them, or all four of them, including the cat, their heads are seen. From inside of the key lock, and the key enters the lock, and then the door opens.
Wow.
And it's just blinding light. It's like a portal. Ooh. They have to go inside of it.
Let's go in.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
We have herpes. The three of them and the cat enter the portal. The screen fades to white. And then fades back, and they're all asleep. It's
the same room.
It's the same room.
Yeah, they wake up, but instead of dust covering the room, now it's like in pristine condition. This attic is now a beautiful attic, and there's like a couch. There's like it's like a man cave. There's like a board and like darts, and there's like a TV and a fire like, crackling.
Fire crackling
in the attic. Yeah. Yeah. It's not in a fireplace. It's just on the ground. Yeah. But it's beautiful.
There's ball like machines. A neon beer sign. Yeah. Uh-huh. A pinup girl. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wow.
Whoa.
Where are
we? What happened?
Well, I think we're
on the other side of the ghost door.
Does that mean we're dead?
You tell us, Kat. Is this hell?
As far as I can tell, no, this is not hell.
Who are you? Why can you talk?
My name is Tobias Gun 3.
Gun 3?
Gun 3.
How many is this? Okay. Are you like the keeper of the ghost door?
I am. I'm the keeper of the ghost realm. Welcome.
So this is your realm, is what you're saying?
I'm the keeper of the ghost realm, yes. I look over it.
Okay.
I've chosen this form as something that you will be able to understand. My true form will blow your goddamn mind.
Are you a tiger?
Like a Cthulhu looking.
Oh my God. Wait, do that. I want to see it.
Wait,
No, I'm not going to use my true form.
Tentacle face. Let's go.
Just do like a tentacle hand.
I'll do my pinky. All right. I'll do my pinky. His pinky turns into pinky form, his true form. And it's just like large ass scales and tentacles and nails popping out every which way into four different dimensions, and it's piercing all three of their skins all at once, and it comes out, and then they're like, and then he goes back to his regular pinky. How'd you like that?
That was cool. Do the whole thing now.
No. We must venture further into the ghost realm.
So we're in the ghost realm right now. If we need you, is there like a way we can call for you?
Yes.
Will you tell us this way?
You must fire a gun 3 times.
What?
I have a gun. Don't worry. To ward us off from the animals.
Oh my God, Frankie, you have a gun?
I have a gun. This is
you're 12.
This is why nobody talks to me at school.
You bring the gun to school,
Frankie?
Yeah. Anytime somebody gets close, I flash my shirt up a little bit.
Frankie, that's not cool.
He's not wearing his shirt. He's just got the overalls. So he like,
yeah. So it's not very subtle.
He like moves the strap.
You can see the gun, and I'm always packing. All right. So 3 times a gun, and all right. Let's explore. As soon as they open up, and so they get up and they open up the door. And then as they look down the house, they see that the entire house now is in perfect condition. It's like a child's fantasy. There's like a ball pit. There's a water slide. There is, I don't know. There's an arcade. There's a ball slide
in a water pit.
There's a water kit and a fire slide. Wait, what?
There's 3 ice cream machines.
There's a Slurpee machine.
There's one of those fountain drinks that has like all the different fountain drinks that you can use.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the ones that's like in
the, like you get like at Burger King.
Yeah, or Noodles and Company.
Oh, that's like the Coke, like the freestyle ones. Yeah. Those things are awesome. There's a movie theater. And
whoa.
There's movies
a
playing.
Bowling alley.
New movies that haven't come out yet. There's Shrek 5 is there.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Wait. Shrek. When did Shrek 3 come out?
Oh, yeah. We skipped Shrek 3.
Oh, that's right. Shrek 3 is not real.
No, Shrek 3 isn't real. Shrek 4, good movie.
Shrek 4. I don't, you know what? I'll say it. If this is set in 2008.
Is this set in 2008? Well, who cares? This
Shrek
3
just came out. So.
It's showing movies.
You know what? George Bush wasn't president then.
Oh, that's why we're doing this bit.
Or was he?
It just connected. That's fucking funny.
It's because of the housing crisis.
I was talking more about the current housing crisis. Well, it's not really a crisis, but like
it's not really
that's
a
funny.
Oh, well, I guess we could get all political, but we're in the middle of a movie.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a movie. All right, so the house is fucking, it's a kid's
house is
fucking
amazing.
Fantasy. Oh my God.
And there's like a bowling alley and like skee ball
and a gun range.
Frankie immediately runs towards the gun range.
He starts shooting. Bam, 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 bam.
The cat's like, oh, did you call for me?
Yeah, the cat is there now. No, we don't.
You found the gun range. All right, I'll be back. All right.
So after Frankie shoots off like one of the target's heads, somebody runs up, quickly puts it up, and then runs back there.
Wait, who was that?
I don't know. They were
stop.
They were
Frankie, what the hell was that?
They were quick. Avery, she begins playing the ball pit because you know she likes to have fun. She doesn't like to show it. She knocks a ball off of the ball pit onto the ground. Somebody quickly runs up, puts the ball back in the ball pit, and runs away. It's like they're these like figures that are making sure everything stays perfect and pristine.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I have an idea. All right.
What's your
Avery,
idea?
on my count, throw another ball out of the ball pit.
Okay.
Okay,
I could just do it right now.
I just wait up for my count, okay? I'm not ready.
Why do I have Frankie, to wait for your up. Count? I could just fucking no, throw it
no,
right
no,
now.
No, just wait for my count, okay?
Is Frankie doing anything?
No, Frankie, stop. Stop pointing the gun at me. Frankie, stop pointing the gun at me.
Sorry. Frankie shoots in the air 3 times, the cat appears.
What? What is it?
Nothing.
We're doing something. Go away, cat.
Okay.
The cat
okay.
disappears.
You shot three times.
Okay. On my count, Avery, on my count.
Okay.
Three.
Okay.
Two.
Uh-huh.
One, throw the ball.
She throws the ball.
Lands on the floor. The figure emerges running towards the ball.
Frankie tackles him.
Yeah.
Damn.
Frankie tackles him, and he lifts up like the veil around his head, and it's just like a faceless man.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Frankie screams.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hello. The man goes.
A voice booms from behind them. Ah, you've tackled one of my servants.
They whip their heads around.
Standing there is a man that looks like a very fit, younger version of Luna's dad. But also mixed with Frankie and Avery's dad.
Oh my God. It's like his face keeps like morphing
in between. Yeah, it keeps moving back and forth. Yeah. You found my servants, children.
Who are you?
It's me. I'm whoever you want me to be.
Are you my dad? His face morphs into the dad.
Is that how I appear to you?
Are you my mama?
The face morphs into her in the womb. Is that how I appear to you, boy? He gets really close in his face. Are you afraid, boy?
I'm not, because you look like my mother.
Fair.
You could be something scary, then I would be afraid.
Should I show you my true form?
Yeah, do
no,
it!
No, I won't do it. I won't do it, okay?
Are we going to see this later? I have a fail.
I won't do it, uh-uh.
All right, so this is the ghost realm, right?
It is.
Yeah, so
is this your house in the ghost realm?
Are you like the mayor or something? Yeah.
I'm not the mayor. We're more on a local municipal government, so there's not really like one singular governing body.
Okay. Is there a housing crisis in the ghost realm?
Oh no, of course not.
Good.
Oh, this is nice. That's nice. I'm glad George Bush was not elected president.
Yes, so, you know what? I'll say it. There was no George Bush 9/11 here.
Oh my God.
Holy shit, 9/11 doesn't exist in the ghost realm?
Not in the ghost realm.
So the Twin Towers are still there.
Well, the ghost Twin Towers, but yeah.
Well, I have a question.
I guess the Twin Towers in our room are probably the ghosts, too. Anyway.
Oh, fair. Well, it's the dead. Never mind. Okay, what's the question, boy?
My question is, what is there outside to do other than this house? Is the whole world magical like this?
Well, we should probably look, shouldn't we, Frankie?
Are we allowed to leave?
You could. You could. Are but you... I have so many fun things here.
Well, we just want to look outside.
Well, there's so many children's amenities here: the water slide, the ball pit,
bowling
alley, the fire slide.
There's a fire slide. That is true. Slide. Yeah.
And upstairs, you can retire to the bar/man cave.
How do we go back home? I miss my dad.
Home.
Home.
What do you mean? You are home now.
Oh, okay. Do you have chocolate milk?
Yeah, right there by the chocolate milk slide.
Frankie loses his shit. He goes down the chocolate milk slide. He's slurping. He shoots a gun in the air 3 times. The cat appears.
So I see you've met the owner of the house.
Oh, cat.
Hello.
Tobias.
It's me, Tobias Gunn-3.
I told you to never bring mortals here.
It just seems like you're very warm and opening to them.
Well, they're children. What do you expect from me? I invited them into my home.
Weird.
You know,
that's very nice of you.
You know we can hear you, right?
Shut up, boy. He smacks him.
he goes down the chocolate milk slide.
He's drowning in chocolate milk. He can't swim.
Can't swim. Avery goes and rescues him while they continue to talk.
Tobias, I wish to be cut off from the mortal world, and yet you keep opening the door.
I didn't open it. They did. They found the key.
That's a loophole.
Of course it is.
Why must you keep returning?
Because you're the one. We're linked together. You and I. So you listen here, Aloysius. I'm going to play your game. And I will win.
That's what you think, feline. But it is not so.
Yeah, well, I'm feline good about this, bitch.
That was good.
Thank you, Frankie.
Luna speaks up. Excuse me. What the hell is this place?
The cat.
And is my mom here?
Tobias prances up to Luna. Well, Luna, remember when you guys asked if this was hell?
Yes. Yeah.
And I said it wasn't.
Yeah.
I was lying. It's hell.
Seriously? You're kidding.
Avery speaks up. So this is like actually hell. Because, like, I'm kind of into it a little bit.
Yes. Look, he goes over to one of the windows and he pulls the blinds up. It's just fire and brimstone outside. There's a skull dragon. There's a little penis monster outside with the head. You remember that? Callback.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the magician is there, too. And,
oh, yeah. He's conjuring up goldfish.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude.
I fell over.
That's so fucking good.
Monster with the penis nose. Anyway,
that's good for you.
Yes. Now let you children have found out that this is hell.
It's actually hell. Okay.
And he's the devil. Oh, big twist.
Wait, you're not allowed to leave.
Okay. Wait. I have to ask something.
Yes. Where are you, boy? Avery or Frankie?
Right now I am Avery because I'm about to make fun of you. You're the devil and your name is Aloysius. The devil's name is Aloysius.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
She doesn't say anything. She just smirks.
Stop looking at me like that. I'm not saying anything.
I'm not saying.
He leaves in a huff. All right, kids, do you want to see hell?
I kind of do.
Yeah, I guess.
You're gonna take us on it. Wait, can we go to heaven next?
Yeah, maybe.
Stop through purgatory, do our own little divine comedy. Or...
Can we go to purgatory?
Yeah, actually, can we do that first?
We
gotta find the purgatory door.
Wait, okay,
so we're not trapped here.
No, you can
said
move
we
free.
Were trapped here.
Wait,
well, that's the devil for you. He's
wait,
trying.
I have,
he's
a,
doing
I have a question here, Kat. You listen here.
What's
where
up?
Where is my mother?
Where's my
Your
mom?
Your mom is in heaven.
Wow, your mom is dead.
Well, where's Luna's mom?
Yeah, where's my mom?
She was taken here. She's not dead. She's trapped here.
Wait, so my mom's fucking dead?
Well, she's been in hell for so long, she died.
So she died in hell, and now she's just in hell.
No, she's in heaven.
She died in hell and went to heaven.
Yeah,
so they're both in heaven.
No.
Oh, where's my mom?
Luna's mom is here in hell.
But alive.
I thought you said she just
but
died.
Alive. But
no,
alive.
Your mom died, Frankie.
No, here's what's impossible. My mom's heaven would be me. So why am I not there right now?
Why do you not see? That's a good point. That's a good point. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe your mom's still alive.
Oh, well, who knows? But so we got to find your mom, Luna.
Yeah,
and then your mom. We have a checklist of things to do. Do you want me to go through them?
Yeah, please.
How did you come up with a checklist? I'm the one who's been here before.
All right. Number one, we have to find my mom. Number two, we have to find your mom.
Wait,
number three,
first?
We have to see what?
Can mine be first and then yours be second? So number one is find my mom, and then number two is find
your mom. I think I'm gonna put number three above yours.
No, don't please. Okay, I'll find. I'll be
two. Which is to see the cat's giant tentacle form is my top of the checklist. So let's just go in that order. All right, Kat, you are.
I have to show my tentacle form.
Actually, number four, go to purgatory. Let's put that up there. Let's go to. We have to find the key. Find the key. Find
Wait,
the mom.
Frankie.
What?
Can we also put go see a My Chemical Romance concert on the list?
Oh my God, you're so edgy, girl. You need to get.
I don't understand. Like, I get it. I want to do that with you too. I'm so emo with you. But also,
oh yeah,
like,
sure you are.
Mm-hmm. Can we do that in like the real world or like? See, like, because they're probably not here. They're probably touring like Europe right now.
You're definitely right. I can't believe you knew where exactly where they are.
Yeah, because was that one of the quizzes?
Yes, that was one of the quiz you passed.
Oh God, thank God.
See, Luna, this is why our dad said we should be friends and not our sisters, not assisting you, because me and you were on the same wavelength.
She looks away from Frankie
because it's just high school.
It appears. Right, let's go, Kat. Let's go.
They travel out into hell. And to look for, I guess, Frankie and Avery's mom first.
Mom? Oh, found her. That was really quick.
Oh my God! My babies! You'll never guess what happened to me.
You died.
No.
You got kidnapped.
That's part one.
The devil was here.
He was there, not part two, but you skipped a couple steps.
Did you see a fire slide and all that?
I did see the fire slide.
Oh my God. I think we just went through the same thing as you.
But oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so you see, once I got off the moving van, I just fell for years. And then all of a sudden, I woke up in an attic. And there was a talking cat. That talking cat.
Hey, what's up?
You little motherfucker. Get over here. Get over here. She grabs the cat and starts ringing it.
Well, stop. No, we need him. We need him. Stop.
We need the cat.
Oh, fine. She puts the cat down.
You listen here, woman. I know.
Okay, just don't call her woman, okay?
Okay, like, okay. I'm sorry. As soon as I said, I was like, "Whoa, I need."
We're like, all right, buddy. Like, that's like almost as worse as like then voting for George Bush. So
okay, and also, all right, shouldn't call her female either, right?
No, just call her by her name. Just use her name.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Patty.
Patty.
It's Patty.
Patty, when you fell into the attic, I was the one that nursed you back to health. Don't even at me.
That may be true, but you also got me into this mess.
Oh, mess being fucking hell?
Yeah, that. Okay. Well, once I was able to escape the devil's quarters... I've been searching for a way out. You told me of a purgatory door, and I've been looking ever since.
Oh, we're looking for the purgatory door. You should come with us.
Of course, I'm gonna come with you. They're my children.
Yeah,
who are you?
I just moved in.
Wait a minute. Door. I just remembered. Oh my God, Frankie, you're so old. I was pregnant with you.
He was born at 2 years old.
I was born at two. Wow,
oh my God.
We have a whole lot of catching up to you. You've been gone for quite some time.
I've literally never met you.
God, you're right. Mom, you should come with us.
Of course I'm coming with.
She breaks away to join them, a giant demon goes, no! And he whips her. Back in line.
Oh my gosh. It's fucking...
It's me, Jenny.
Not Zenny.
Jenny. Whip. Wait, back in line.
Is it Zenny or
Jenny?
Jenny?
Jenny.
Oh, Jenny. He's been whipping me for 2 minutes. It's been quick. But it's felt like millions of years.
Keep shoveling the coal. You can't leave yet. You still have another 10,000 years of service to the devil.
You have to do something about Jenny.
How do we... Excuse me, Jenny. Hi. Yes. My name's Luna. I'm from Earth.
I'm Jenny from Hell.
Yeah, that's cool.
She breathes fire.
What can we do to let to get Patty to come with us here?
You could trade.
Okay, trade what?
Your place for hers.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Well, then she stays whipped.
How about anything else? Could I give you, I don't know,
you tokens? You could find them.
Avery takes Frankie's gun and shoots the devil.
The devil just explodes. Boom.
Oh my god. Wow. We can just fucking annihilate these demons with this gun.
Yeah. These are blessed guns.
They're what?
They're blessed.
Frankie says grace.
Grace. The gun starts to glow with the holy power.
Oh my gosh. That's all we needed. The power of God.
The power of God. Yeah.
Someone write that down.
This could be a religion.
Okay. So now that we found Frankie, now that we found your mom, can we go find my mom?
I think we found my mom and God too.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess that's cool.
All right. So next thing is to see the cat's tentacle form, right?
Can we see my mom first and then maybe see the tentacle thing?
I'm kind of... will you show us, Kat?
You know what? I think I'll have to get into my true form in order to help you find your mom.
Okay.
Wait, we're just going to the purgatory door.
No, so don't question it. Let it happen.
I'm really questioning it. I think this is going to take a long time, so...
The cat starts looks like it's about to cough up a hairball, but it's like all of a sudden it starts morphing and like convulsing and like starts getting bigger and smaller, and all of a sudden one of its paws turns into a tentacle, the other one turns into like a lion's head, and it turns into like just something you can't even think of.
It's un
describable.
Indescribable. It's eldritch horror.
It's a it's a six-dimensional being.
Wow.
Anyway,
talks like this now.
Oh wow, I can feel it vibrate inside my skull.
Wow, you're so powerful.
I know. Anyway, let's find your mom.
I think your voice was more intimidating than when you were a cat, now that you're this horrifying creature.
You know what I'll say? I don't like looking at you, and I don't think you need this to be in this form.
I'll say it.
It's the only way to find your mom. Get on my back.
I don't want to go on his back.
I don't want to go on his back either. Maybe
come
shoot
on.
Him.
No, shoot? Don't shoot. Don't
maybe shoot him.
Here's the question. We don't know this cat's motives.
I agree.
Why are you helping us, Cat?
Yeah, Cat.
He forms back into the cat.
Oh, I trust him now.
He forms back into the dude creature.
Who the fuck is this guy? Kill him. I should kill him.
Shoot him.
He tries shooting him, but he can only shoot in three dimensions. Meanwhile, he's a six-dimensional being.
It's just like...
Oh, fair.
Am I right? Yeah.
You're here, kids. I know where Luna's mom is.
Where?
Yeah, tell us.
As I am able to live in six dimensions at once, she is no longer here. She's in the fifth dimension.
Which is a mirror dimension, right?
Yep.
I knew it!
How did you
Way
know
to go,
that?
Frankie.
It's the animals that they talk to me.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah,
let's go to the mirror dimension where everything is reversed.
Listen, Frankie, we don't need the cat if you know how to get to the mirror dimension.
Oh, you're right.
You know how to get to the mirror dimension?
I do.
How the what?
The animals talk to me. They've been talking to me for years.
He turns back into the cat.
All right, okay, so, cat, we love you.
We love you, but thank you, we're gonna leave you here in hell.
What? Well, I guess this is my domain.
Yeah, I don't really trust you, so we're gonna do our own thing. We're gonna go to the mirror dimension, and then we may have to go to dimension 6, and we'll see what happens there.
Holy shit!
Wait, whoa, what?
Well, we'll go to the mirror dimension first.
Okay, how do we get there?
So he takes out a piece of chalk. Frankie, he takes out a piece of chalk, and with it, he draws a square in the middle of the hell. What is it? Gravel? I'll say gravel.
Sure.
The hell gravel. And then suddenly the square begins to glow, and they see themselves looking at themselves, kind of like a mirror. They reach into the mirror, and then they fall in. And then all of a sudden, the world flips upside down, just like Alec demonstrated with his hand. Now,
whoa,
everything is reversed. We're not going to talk in reverse because that'd be insane. But
put this episode in reverse and you'll imagine what we are saying.
Uh-huh.
Starting now.
No, I'm kidding.
We were like, oh my God.
How did he do that?
Jake just said words.
Yeah. All right. So now we're in the mirror dimension. Do you see her? I don't really
see. There's like a wide shot, and it's just like empty void.
Four of them now. There's the mom now.
That's right.
They look around, and Avery points towards the horizon. I can see something over there.
That could be my mom. Let's go. Let's run. Everyone starts running.
In the mirror dimension, they run faster. they zoom along.
They're able to fly.
they make it over to the being, and what's there is a horse with the long flowing mane. The horse speaks to them telepathically. Hello.
Hello, children. Oh, it's two horses.
No, it's three horses. Hello, children.
Hello, children.
Welcome to the mirror dimension.
It is us.
Three
horsemen.
What do you seek here, children?
What do you seek here, children?
We want to find their mother. We want to find Luna's mom. We want to find my mom. I don't know where she is.
A mother.
A lover.
A daughter. We don't know where she is.
We don't. We have no fucking
idea.
She's not in our dimension.
We've been here for a while.
Yeah.
Just mirroring.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
Brothers.
Brothers. Yes,
brother.
Do you remember?
These horses need to make horse noises. It was a neigh, but it was still telepathic. So the horse's face doesn't change.
There's just like a bunch of manure all around them. They're constantly shitting. Brothers, do you remember that one small lady that came by here about not that long ago?
Oh, yeah, the woman?
You're talking about the woman.
You're talking about her mother, right?
Yes.
Well, I guess we. Yes, I do. You know what? I do remember.
I do. I think she went to the sixth dimension.
She stepped in some of our manure.
Yep. Ugh,
that
caused a mess. You want to clean it up?
No. No, I don't. The one horse poops again.
I'm going to make you poop.
No, don't do it.
Okay, telepathically.
All right, children, we're coming with you.
Wait, what?
We're coming with you.
You want to go to the sixth dimension, don't you?
You need.
Are you able to transport us into the sixth dimension?
You have to ride the mirror horse to this.
Okay. They mount the horses. The mom sits behind Frankie.
As they get on the horse is, extends further to accommodate for everybody on it.
Wait, they're all on one horse?
Yeah, it's the same horse.
No, oh, okay.
Three. Oh, it's three horses.
It was no, three horses. Let's they're all they morph into one horse.
Yeah, yeah. They all it's like a mirage almost, right? Oh, and yeah. They come together to one singular horse in the middle. All right.
We ride.
We ride.
We ride. The horse jumps in the air and then falls through the ground and then jumps in the air again.
It's then, like a trampoline kind of.
And then boom, 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 boom. And it gets faster and faster and faster until all of a sudden, nothing. You see like a title card, the sixth dimension.
It's just black, but then light.
Ooh.
Darkness.
Ooh.
Water.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Fire.
Ooh. Ooh. A slide.
An eye.
Links. Ooh. Cthulhu. It's like the opening to like
the Twilight Zone.
The Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like it's just like a door that goes nowhere. Booth.
And all of a sudden it's a horse with people on it. And it starts to get away from the camera, but the camera like quickly zooms and follows it.
It's like a Hitchcock zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. The horse stops and they all dismount.
They're kind of like doing
they
a weird.
Fall.
It's like, yeah, it's like, yeah.
They're like hovering. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are we? I haven't got no cell service.
I think we're in the sixth dimension. If she's not here, then we might have to go to the seventh dimension. Hopefully she's here.
All of a sudden, they hear a voice. Luna!
That's my mom. That's my mom, you guys. That's my mom. How do we know it's really her?
I know what her voice sounds like.
Oh.
Luna Lebowski!
Yeah, that's me. Little Lebowski.
Oh, your name is Lebowski? That's
Smaller
hilarious.
Smaller Lebowski, she calls to her mom. Smaller Lebowski!
Small Lebowski reporting.
Little Lebowski reporting. Mom, I'm coming for you.
She tries running, but she only stays in one place.
You have to ride us to your mother.
Why did we get off, man?
You just hopped off. We let you. Come back.
All right.
On.
They'll get back on the horse.
The horse just zooms across the void.
It leaves like a, it's like a sonic boom in the way.
Its legs turn into wheels.
It turns into a moving truck. All of a sudden, Luna's back in the moving truck with her dad and her mom.
Mom, dad.
What is it, Luna?
Something weird just happened.
What
just,
did you say?
I just traveled to like the sixth dimension, and I saw
the sixth dimension.
Yeah, mom.
You're so funny. As he looks. As he looks at her, his face starts to melt.
Her face starts to turn into a horse's head.
Only if you would have saved me.
You should have found me, Luna!
The camera pans from Luna's face to the windshield of the moving van, and in the middle of the road is Frankie.
The dad swerves.
There's a big crash, and then fade to black.
Wait, did the movie just end?
I have no idea. Yet.
No. We're not ending it there.
Frankie was the boy from earlier.
Frankie.
Whoa, that's wild.
Okay, right, what the fuck just happened? It's black, but in the distance you can hear three gunshots. All of a sudden, it's a close-up shot of Luna's face and her eyes open. She sees like her mother standing above her, like in a white dress with the sun above her. She's luminescent in a way. She reaches her hand down for her daughter. Luna reaches up and grabs her hand. They're in a large meadow of flowers.
Mom, I found you.
You did.
What happened?
I'm so proud of you.
What happened to you? You left me and Dad to entertain the neighbors.
The neighbors are fine, honey. Your father's fine. The three horses are fine.
Oh, I don't really care about them, but okay.
The horses are just like right behind her. Just like, oh, what the fuck?
Why would you say that to us?
They're just grazing. They're eating the flowers.
Mom, I don't want you to leave me like that.
It's okay, Luna. I won't anymore.
Well, you did, so what the heck?
Well, Luna, this is all just a part of it.
Part of what? What could this be a part of? The move?
Avery suddenly, like, comes up from the ground. It was all a part of the pop quiz. Black! Avery falling through the world. She's falling through black only. And she... I just love watching Jake.
What the fuck is happening right now?
I'm having so much fun right
now. Me too.
Dude.
I love it. Keep going. Keep going.
She's falling and falling deeper and deeper until she... She falls into the attic again. It's not the man cave. It's an attic.
The other attic. Is it just Avery?
It's just, or not Avery. I meant to say Luna.
Oh,
Luna.
So Luna's the one that fell.
Luna's the one that fell. Okay. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
She gets up and looks around.
But there is three horses' heads mounted on the, in the attic.
Oh. Oh no! I'm still in
the three dimension. Horses. The three horse heads jolt towards her. You're still in it.
The floor comes up and folds in on her,
and then she falls some more. And then all of a sudden, you see the cat, and it's forming into its six-dimensional being.
Oh, it opens its mouth and. It envelops her, and she gets visions of her being born in the hospital.
Very graphic.
It goes on for a little too long. Where you're like, is this part of the movie now?
Is this a birthing movie?
This is a birthing movie now.
I think it is.
All of a sudden, a little like a snippet of Ratatouille plays. Oh my god, is this a fucking cooking movie?
Oh, oh my god.
Yeah, the three of us doing this podcast, Pope's.
Is this how I was made? Luna says.
Who am I?
Am I just a figment of three white guys pretending over
three white guys pretending to be a 12-year-old little girl
over the internet?
The neighbor Whitey.
Whitey. There's like a close up on her face and then again fades to black.
And then she wakes up.
Okay.
In her bed. She's like sweating profusely. And her mom is like shaking her awake. Luna, what? You're okay. What? You're okay.
No, we're in the sixth dimension. Mom, am I okay?
You're okay, Luna. You fell asleep in the truck.
But I was in the sixth dimension, and there was this talking cat, and the neighbors were there, and we had spaghetti bolognese with figs, and...
You and your figs...
It's fine. It's a recipe I found online.
Spaghetti.
Luna. Luna, we were so worried about you. The dad walks in the room. Oh.
Why were you worried? I just...
Because you were sleepy and sweaty.
Yeah.
Profusely.
I'm worried. It just felt all so real.
Well, don't worry.
It must have just been a dream.
I guess. Are the neighbors even real?
Yes, neighbors are real. They have two very nice kids. You should meet them.
They're here.
They're here.
They're here waiting for you.
Are you making dinner?
I guess.
I'll make dinner.
I'm kidding.
Honey.
Thank you. I'm kidding.
Because I only know how to make bolognese. So.
Yeah, I know. Not good. But
it's fine, Dad. You ate it. You ate it in my dream.
Mm. I probably didn't like it in your dream.
You definitely didn't like it.
Good. That's me, I'll tell you. All right. Come down when you're feeling ready, okay? Come on. Come on.
Her mom and dad exit the room. Luna gets up. She like...
Smack my ass?
Yeah.
Luna gets up. She puts a wet cloth around her face, changes her clothes.
And she looks out the window. It looks... completely normal day.
It's fine. She goes down the stairs and into the living room.
But as she's walking down, you see a couple balls that might be from a ball pit roll across the floor.
Her mom and her dad are standing in the living room. They turn around. Her mom has a horse's head and her dad is a scaly tentacle monster. Fade to black. Credits.
And question mark. I was going for like an Inception. Is this still real? But it's just not real at all.
Well, here's the thing. What if
tortured forever?
That's the thing. What if that's it? She's just tortured forever now. What happens? Why does she keep doing these different things?
My like, I was trying to get there, but I couldn't really figure out a way to get there. It was like I'm like, maybe she got trapped inside the six dimensional being of the cat. I don't know, and like she's trapped inside all six dimensions. That's what I was kind of like getting at. But I mean, there's never really a good way to make sure that she was okay. But now she's just trapped in there. Oh well.
It's like we should make a meme. It's like us starting a podcast. Us. Continuing to do a podcast, us ending a podcast. Ooh. It's hard work figuring out what we want to do. All right, what are we gonna call it?
Rescue from a sixth dimension rescue. Rescue from the sixth dimension.
Where's my mommy?
Sixth dimension mommy. Sixth dimension needs moms.
Sixth dimension needs moms. That's pretty funny. Sure, I like.
Let's do it.
Okay. The sixth dimension needs moms.
That was horrifying.
I was having so much fun coming up with the weird shit at the end.
It did feel really Twilight Zone-y.
It was fun.
It's like a Lovecrafty type of forbidden knowledge horror. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was fun. I was like, what if I bring it back to the moving van?
Whoa, I like that.
Well, see, when we got there, I was like, what if we're just starting over?
Yeah.
And then I made the dad's face melt off.
Yeah, that was good. I liked that though.
And then the part where Frankie was just like all
the... was the cat that ran across the street.
Yeah, I was kind of like, oh, should we make like Frankie the cat? Like, in a...
oh god,
like I don't know how we could have done that, but like in a weird way, like the cat was an amalgamate. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it's like that one SpongeBob episode where the Flying Dutchman picks up Squidward and throws him through the void.
Yeah,
and he's just like falling through, and there's like the perfume store or whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh wow.
I don't know. I've been reading a lot. I haven't been reading Lovecraft, but I've been reading a lot about Lovecraft, and I listened to a podcast about him and stuff. And he like had a lot of weird ideas. Lovecraftian horror. I watched Lovecraft Country.
Oh, nice. All of it.
I haven't.
It's
pretty good.
It's not getting a season two.
That's, you know what? It doesn't need a season two.
Isn't that guy Kang the Conqueror?
Yeah, Jonathan Majors. Mm-hmm. He's going to be playing Kang in the MCU.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, now that Loki is happening right now, all we keep talking about is like, is Kang going to happen?
You know what's crazy? By the time this comes out, we're already going to know.
Well, I don't know. I might get done real quick. I might.
Oh, who knows? Who knows? Maybe.
I might get this. I might just like bang out
editing
this episode.
Editing Alec, put in a Loki sound right now.
Editing Alec, put in a sound of a baby singing. Singing a song.
Okay.
Sometimes that's how dreams feel. and like in baby like, your singing? Actual dreams. No, I'm talking about the end of our movie.
Yeah. It's like the sixth dimension and like the horses and like.
Do you ever like immediately like when you wake up from a dream, you're like, I gotta write that shit down.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I remember, I wonder if I could like find one real quick. I feel like I wrote it down in like a note, so like, from a long time ago.
I never do that, but I always go, oh, I wish I could remember this, and then I never do.
Well, Jesse had a dream about me, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a dream about you where you and I were hanging out or something. I can't remember now. All I just remember is the vision I had of you. You were sick. And you're very, very, very pale, and your eyes are like had red rings around them, uh-huh. Like they were, I don't know, kind of like if you had two black eyes, but instead of bruises being purple, they were red. And I was like, ah, Jake, let me check if you have a fever. And you know what? You did.
Wait.
That's it. That was the whole dream. There was probably more to it, but I can't remember.
That's okay. I have a dream journal somewhere. I'm trying to find it. Have you ever lucid dreamed before?
I've done it once.
Really?
Well, and it was like a partial lucid dream. So like it was like I kind of figured out, oh, this is kind of a dream or something like giveaway. So I like changed like two things in the dream. And that was about it. And then I had to wake up. But like, I feel like I didn't have full control. I just had partial control.
Yeah, I feel that too. Sometimes I'll have, like, especially when I was in school still, I always had these dreams that like something cool will happen. But like at the very last moment, like my dream will fuck me over and like make it so I'm like slightly inconvenienced. So I can't finish. I like can't get the thing or whatnot. So like, my biggest instance is like one time I was like, all right, I'm going to go home from school. This is awesome. I'm going home from school. But like for some reason I couldn't find something before I could get on the bus. So like, and like the thing I remember specifically losing was fucking my copy of Pokemon Emerald. I was like, fuck, I can't find my copy of Pokemon Emerald. Where is it? So and then like all of a sudden all the buses took off and I was still looking for Pokemon Emerald at the fucking school. So stuff like, but then I like remembered, I'm like, this is stupid. I'm dreaming right now. So then I'm just like, I'm going to look in my pocket. Oh, there's Pokemon Emerald. I can get on the bus now.
Dreams are fucking wild. You have any crazy dreams? Let us know.
Email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. Your weird dreams.
Well, that's our email, but how else can they reach us if they want to?
They can reach us on social media at Screenplay PCast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also follow us individually. I'm at Alec Combs on both Twitter and Instagram. And also check me out on YouTube. I put out a new video about this Nickelodeon movie called The Last Day of Summer. And I'm working on probably my longest fucking video yet.
Yay.
So far.
Watch Alec's videos. Subscribe and share them. And we may give you a t-shirt.
Yeah, maybe.
Alec will. Just kidding.
Alec will. He'll give Alec you one will. From his personal collection.
If you want to email us at screenplay podcast@gmail.com and write t-shirt. I want t-shirt. All right. Jesse.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jesse Sarowitz, which I'm thinking about changing my handle to something easier to spell.
You should.
I don't know why.
You should do like Jesse the Czar. Like
yeah,
the Czar of
I'll
Russia.
Do something like that.
Yeah, that's
well, what you guys. But Czar is spelled with a C instead of an S.
Yeah, but you could spell
or
it the
T,
way
they
spell
like the way
it.
They spell it in Russia.
Who knows, man? All right, you done with yours?
I'm done.
All right, time for hashtag Jake plug. Follow me on Twitter at JakeRubin69 on Instagram at JakeRubin27. My Instagram is public, so if you want to see all my pictures, look at them. If you feel so inclined, give me a follow. If you feel so inclined, give me a like. If you feel so inclined, Venmo me. Just kidding. You don't have to do that.
Unless.
You can.
Well, unless. This has been Screenplay, the improvised movie. Thanks for joining us. Tell your friends, tell your enemies about this so we can reach more people because it's fun. Sorry we haven't been on a schedule and I'm not going to make any promises.
No, we are not making any promises, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully this episode fucking works.
maybe hopefully. Maybe we'll record three more episodes in the next week, and then we'll have a lunch.
Like maybe. All I want to say is we're not done. Anything. We're not done, and we want to keep going.
We're not done. We're gonna keep going. There's a new escape room movie coming out. Who knows?
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm seeing Black Widow this weekend.
I'm seeing Black Widow this weekend too.
I don't have any plans to see it yet, but maybe I will.
You should.
You should.
Anyway, we'll catch you next time.
All right. Peace.
Light speed.
Studio Ghibli film.